Thank you for listening to Vote with Power Podcast 99. Our topic today is teaching your children healthy conflict resolution. My name is Denny Bowersox. I'm the author of the book Vote with Power and the founder of the Vote with Power organization. This podcast is for you if you want a better and safer life for your children. I founded the organization called Vote with Power, which is a nonpartisan way to unite Americans for fixing our government and changing the direction America is heading. We help citizens, especially parents, in building a world-class country for their children's future. I particularly am interested in children growth, as I have been a high school psychology teacher, a counselor, and business problem solver. So what is conflict? Conflict can start in many ways and from many sources. It usually has its start from difference in beliefs, values, interests, or goals. It can occur between individuals, groups, organizations, and even countries. Conflict is not always negative. It can also lead to growth, innovation, and positive change. Positive change almost always must be guided constructively because the parties in conflict start with their own opinions and thoughts and beliefs, and they have to find calmness in their discussions so they understand the other party's situation. Resolving conflict often involves communications, negotiations, compromise, and sometimes seeking mediation or arbitration. Conflict in this sense is good because it promotes education and understanding. It should open the mind of the people in conflict, not close it. Understanding the root causes of conflict and addressing them effectively is essential for maintaining healthy relationships. Conflict usually leads to poor communication and lack of cooperation. Handling conflict is a learned set of skills. As a parent, how good are you at conflict prevention and conflict resolution? In order to be good at conflict resolution, your child needs to understand and use thinking, emotional control, communications, and have empathy delivering skills. Children also must learn emotional control so that they can find common ground for analyzing the other person's interests, beliefs, values, and their goals before attempting to resolve conflicts. So what do your children need to know about conflict and conflict resolution? One, you can help your children understand that conflicts are not always negative. Two, teach your kids how to benefit from using conflicts in a positive way. Three, teach your children to be sensitive to the misunderstandings and misperceptions from others in order to deal with them early enough before the situations become deep-seated conflicts. Talk to your children about being sensitive to conflicts and to analyze them and decide if they will become problems and if they need to be prevented starting now. Teach your children how to understand which conflicts can be prevented. Discuss how to develop approaches and skills to avoid the conflicts during what I call the incubation period. Teach your child how to get clarity on the real problem, not just the symptoms of the conflict. Work with your child to get to have them to know the proper view of the conflict, the level of its severity, what the ramifications are if the conflict grows, the other person's perception, opinions, and facts by using details from each person by asking questions. Help your child get skilled at conflict handling by start by agreeing on open, honest, and purposeful communications. Work with your child on defining and arguing and agreeing on when it will work to common dialogue expectations. Each party comes into discussion on with their own expectations. Make sure these are in line with what is practical and what can help. Help your child understand that both parties need to be mostly logical and stay away from deeply emotional during the dialogue. Teach them to understand that the dialogue purpose is not to win, and it's not so strong in their life that if it doesn't work out well, it will not cause death. Teach your children that both people need to agree that a total resolutions will most likely not happen. Don't have unrealistic expectations going into the communication mode. Their purpose is to understand and make some gains in getting along and rebuilding or building a relationship. Teach your children to always maintain the atmosphere of discussion. Never get into arguing mode. The purpose in discussing is to educate and understand. The purpose in arguing is to win. As part of the conflict resolution handling agenda, help your child understand that each party should explain without challenges from the other why this conflict happened, why is it so important, and what they are willing to give in to resolve the situation. Each party should explain what the benefits of the resolution should be and the ramifications if the conflict is not resolved. Children need to know that during the communication of the agenda, they need a way to find common ground. That is a skill. Your child needs to know the importance of and how to use an upfront agreement. Some people call it a contract. Teach them to have committed from both sides to keep the dialogue ongoing. When things during the communication get out of hand, make sure they know that they need to take a cooling off break, but it is not okay for stoppage. Your kids need to stay sensitive that the conflict discussion is not building into other conflicts or worsening the level of the conflict that started this discussion. Teach your children that both parties should agree to find common ground with common sense and that they must be both flexible. Children need to agree that both people need to be willing to avoid trying to push their ideas and their opinions on the other person. Children need to understand that it is okay to agree to disagree on some of the issues, but it is not okay for the other person to get personal or attack the other person. Make sure your child understands through your guidance that learning the skills of being tactful and diplomatic in conversations. This applies to all communications between people, not only in conflict situations, but in all correspondence. Teach your child to listen more than they talk. Teach your children to ask meaningful questions and two or three levels of understanding rather than just assuming what they know from the one-level answer. If you want to see these ideas in writing, please visit our website, votewithpower.org. That's votewithpower.org. There will be a menu pulled down and it'll say blog. This white paper will be in our blog list. As always, I believe that raising a wonderful child is difficult enough, but it must be built in a financially stable, citizen-unified culture or you won't gain much. A wonderful child in a crappy country doesn't work very well. If you agree there is something you can do to stop the direction America is heading, therefore, I always offer my Vote with Power communication tool for uniting Americans and fixing our dysfunctional government to solve our country's problems. It is time now to decide whether you want to help be part of the solution for improving our political, education, financial, and justice systems. America can be the country you want for your family's future, but this won't happen until Americans unite and get our government back on track according to the people's values, fixing our problems and changing the direction America is heading. Please visit Vote with Power for more parenting and saving America culture ideas, and also share this with anybody else that's concerned about America or how to raise their kids in this disruptive society.